The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
G'day and welcome to Grinding Gears with Pete
and Aaron,
right here on Radio Southland 96.4 and Coast Access Radio Kapiti, coming to you from the bottom of the North and the South Islands, also on Spotify, iTunes and accessmedia.nz. You can even find us on the old internet at Facebook, just search Grinding Gears. Now, coming up this week, well, we've got a few awesome forwards, so hang on. Grinding Gears with Pete
and Aaron,
right here on Radio Southland 96.4 and Coast Access Radio Kapiti.
gotta slip away sometimes. Oh yeah, I got to slip away to my special place.
I woke up, yeah,
on a cloudy day, feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. Car broke down, me missus left me with the baby now, and I can't make that day today, it might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry, I said I'm sorry, ooh yeah, I gotta get away sometimes, oh yeah, I got to get away. Slip away sometimes. Oh yeah, I got to slip away to my special place. I woke up, yeah, on a cloudy day, I'm feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. In the back of my mind, I've got a world today. I couldn't find my shoes to la-di-da-di. Me car broke down, me missus left me with the baby now, and I can't make that day today, it might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry, I said I'm sorry.
It's Pete
and Aaron
right here, right now on Grinding Gears Radio South at 96.4 on Coast Access FM in Kapiti. And Ford has denied the report on the 2022 Bronco that will lose its optional navigation system in May.
Yeah, a Ford spokesperson says that the 2022 Bronco will continue to be built and offered with the optional navigation system, contradicting reports that have circulated online, which we have found before this article from carscoop.com.
Yeah, Ford Authority first reported that the navigation system on the 2022 Ford Broncos built after May the 2nd would lose the option, citing sources familiar with the matter. When asked, though, Ford spokesperson Jijan Cadiz, whoever you say that, denied the report.
Yeah, Cadiz told Carscoop the 2022 Ford Broncos will continue to be built with navigation. They are looking at many options to help get vehicles to customers sooner during this global shortage of semiconductor chips.
Stories about vehicles that might be built without some features are not, however, far-fetched. Both Ford and GM have repeatedly chosen to sell vehicles without certain non-essential options. Last year, as a result of supply chain disruptions surrounding the bloody semiconductor chip supply. Although many had hoped for a return to normal in 2022, no, the situation does not appear to be improving, and global events like bloody Putin have conspired to make semiconductor chips still hard to come by.
Yeah, this promise that the Bronco will continue to offer navigation will no doubt be welcome news for buyers. The higher trim SUVs, along with the F-150 pickup, are offered routing technology developed specifically for off-roaders. with the help of Telenav. The Sync 4 infotainment system can help drivers navigate even when they get out of range of cell service.
Yeah, the factory navigation is available on the Big Band, Black Diamond and Badlands trims and is part of the mid package. It's also standard on the Badlands trim when it gets equipped with the High or Lux package, as well as on the Outer Banks and Wild Track trims. Jeez, you've got to wonder how many trims there actually are.
Yeah, but there is worse news for the Bronco, according to the Drive. Dozens of low-mile 2.7-litre Ford Bronco engines have already failed, and Ford says it's aware of a select number of engines with this problem.
Yep, these new Ford Bronco owners are reporting critical problems with the truck's 2.7-litre EcoBoost V6 engines. They're failing with low miles, under 10,000 even, and are being sent to dealers where repairs can take months. Whispers of these issues first hit the Bronco's 6G forums in July 2021 through a thread chronicling owners' testimonies, which has grown to include 46 affected off-roaders at the time of publishing.
With this list expanding by the week, the Drive reached out to Ford for comment. A spokesperson said they were aware of a select number of engines with this concern, and we are investigating. If any customers are experiencing issues, they will be covered under the vehicle's 5-year, 60,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Yep, so. But this confirms Ford is at least acknowledging the situation. But what should Bronco owners be looking for? Well, the first user-reported issue involved a Bronco with only 1,146 miles on the clock, and was ultimately attributed to a dropped valve. That means the head of one of the engine's valves was separated from the stem and ultimately dropped into the cylinder. This immediately results in loss of compression, but also sends a chunk of frickin' metal into the cylinder that can lead to catastrophic results.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be having that problem.
It's a bit of a major, right?
Yeah, yeah. To be clear, though, the motor we're talking about here is Ford's second-generation 2.7-litre EcoBoost. Presently, it's only found in the Ford Bronco and the F-150, but most reports of failures have been limited to the Bronco. Some F-150 owners have reported failures as well, but seem to be significantly less common. The first-generation 2.7-litre is being used in some Ford and Lincoln vehicles, though these do not appear to be affected.
Yeah, it must be something they did between the first and the second one.
Maybe.
The forums have stayed relatively quiet for a few months after that first report, but by October, more threads of failed engines began popping up. Other owners chimed in over the following months, many of them noting that the Broncos had also dropped a valve, resulting in pretty much an engine replacement.
Yeah, in addition, the Bronco G6 thread, which also accounts for complaints spotted in various Facebook groups, there are several Reddit threads showing Broncos equipped with the said 2.7 litres allegedly suffering from the same issues. One member posted a Facebook screenshot from someone who noted that a technician-only Facebook group had seen approximately 30 of these failure Broncoed engines in the span of a month.
In October 2021, a now-deleted Bronco 6G account posted that the failures were attributed to a bad batch of valves that Ford received from one of its suppliers. The account claimed that to work at the Lima engine plant where the 2.7-litre is produced, and noted that the bad valves are mostly contained to an April batch. These are stated that something in the valve's metal composition became brittle from engine heat over time, and stressed it was a supplier issue.
Interestingly, though, a note in Ford's January 2022 State of the Plant bulletin for its Lima facilities notes that a supplier issue was resolved with its nano engine, the 2.7-litre found in the Bronco. More specifically, it mentions a more robust valve design and material changes, which is similar to the posts from the deleted user on Bronco 6G.
I wonder how he got deleted. Mm. It's hard to say just how many Broncos might be affected, as the build date of included engines appears to span from months rather than weeks. For example, the thread on, again, Bronco 6G that is tracking the failures is also tracking the build date of the failed engines, which range from May 2021 to October 2021.
Ford sold more than 20,000 Broncos in the US and Canada during that time frame. though the take on the 2.7 litre V6 versus the 2.3 litre four-cylinder isn't readily available. It's not clear the April batch of valves being used until October 2021, or if the claim from the supposed Lima employee were actually legit. The high mileage on a reported failure is 6,986 miles, while the lowest is just 984.
You'd be a bit of a fool if you got a brand new car. They're actually quite hard to get, these Broncos, failed after 986 miles.
Range anxiety.
Exactly. And if it couldn't get any worse for Ford, think again. Inside EVs reported Ford actually lost $3.1 billion in the first quarter of 2022 due to the Rivian stock.
Yeah, Ford published its first quarter 2022 earnings last week and showed a net loss of $3.1 billion. The company points to its investment in Rivian stock as the reason for the loss. Rivian shares plummeted, which caused a big hit on Ford's profitability. However, the automaker continues to stick to its full-year guidance, even amid production constraints.
Ford also noted that while the global chip shortage limited vehicle production in January and February of 22, March saw an uptake in production. The company's wholesale shipments were down 9% on the quarter to around 970,000 vehicles.
Automotive News reports that Ford was actually a profitable company prior to investing in Rivian. That said, the company's adjusted earnings dropped 41% year over year to $2.3 billion, including taxes and interest.
In North America, Ford made $1.59 billion in the first quarter of 2022. During that same quarter last year, it earned $2.9. Its performance also suffered in all other global markets, aside from South America, funnily enough. All in all, Ford lost $5.1 billion over the course of the first quarter on its Rivian stock alone. At the beginning of the year, Rivian shares were around $102 per share, I guess. Maybe they dropped to around 50 by March 31st, 2022. I haven't looked at what they are now.
Yeah. Ford said the first quarter of 2022 doesn't accurately depict the potential of its business model. It added that the automaker's capability is much stronger than what this quarter is able to prove.
Looking forward, Ford will continue its 22 guidance of 11.5 to 12.5 billion in earnings before interest and taxes, or EBIT, EBIT, as you call it.
EBIT.
EBIT. If the company achieves its goals, it would see a 15 to 25% increase over 2021, and we'll see what happens at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. The automaker also estimates vehicle production will grow in 2022 to reach levels that are 10 to 15% higher than those of 2021.
Ford CFO John Lawler pointed to some 400,000 vehicles already ordered by the end of March 2022. He also shared that strong pricing has already helped curb the impact of inflation.
But was it a bad choice for Ford to invest in Rivian? Well, will the investment actually pay off? Things aren't looking too bad, actually, in an article from Electric, which reckons Rivian secured $1.5 billion in incentives for its upcoming Georgia EV factory.
Yeah, in December, not long after Rivian started production of its first electric vehicles in Illinois' factory, they announced a new $5 billion electric vehicle factory in Georgia.
They managed to negotiate an impressive incentive package with the state. It's valued at $1.5 billion if the company investment from the company is fully completed within a 25-year clawback period. That includes Rivian investing $5 billion back over that time. And just the other day, all the authorities involved announced the deal has actually been made official.
Yeah, okay. The Georgia Department of Economic Development, the GDECD, in partnership with the Joint Development Authority, the JDA, of Jasper County, Morgan County, Newton County, and Walton County, announced that the economic development agreement has been signed by the JDA, the state of Georgia, and Rivian to move forward on the company's $5 billion Georgia project.
And this will create 7,500 jobs with an average wage of 56 grand, and that'll be American, so yep. It's not too bad, especially what they pay for gas. At Stanton Springs North, Rivian also released an update updated on their site, so I'm rendering the site plan for their carbon-conscious campus off I-20, east of Atlanta. The JD approved the agreement at a meeting on April 26th.
Pat Wilson, Georgia Department of Economic Development Commissioner, commented on the significance of the deal, stating Rivian is a historic win for Georgia, not only putting the great state at the forefront of the electric vehicle revolution, but also a significant win for the four-county JDA.
Yeah, apparently they are thrilled to now be able to share more of the incredible benefits of this project, which bring to the region, and couldn't be prouder of the positive effects this project will have on families, schools, communities. Rivian will not only employ thousands of Georgians with well-paying jobs of the future, but they will become a welcome new addition to Georgia's business community. Yeehaw!
Yeah, the incentive package will keep the project on schedule. Rivian originally planned to start construction in the summer of 2022 in order to start production in 2024.
But they have yet to confirm which vehicles are going to be produced at the new plant, which is going to be massive. Previous plans revealed 20 million square feet of buildings, a test track, and even an adventure trail.
Yeah, bet Tesla doesn't have one of those. But it is Tesla time, and the company has recalled about 48,000 Model 3 performance vehicles in the United States because they may not display the speedometer while in track mode. Documents released last Friday show.
The recall covers vehicles from 2018 to 22 model years. Tesla will perform an over-the-air software update to address the issue. Then she said a firmware update released in December unintentionally removed the speed unit from the user interface. It's a bit of an oops.
Yeah, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the vehicles do not comply with the federal motor vehicle safety standard, and if drivers do not know how fast they are traveling, it could increase the risk of a crash.
Or if you got the fuzz following you, you probably get a
speeding
ticket.
Yeah, track mode on the highway.
Well, it's not if you can tell off your RPMs how fast you're going.
Right.
So over the last year, Tesla has been issuing more recalls, including some under pressure from the NHTSA. Tesla separately on Friday recalled one 2022 Tesla Model X because a bracket was not installed in the second row seat. I wonder how the customer noticed.
Yeah, Tesla has issued a total of 10 recall campaigns in 2022 already, covering 2.1 million vehicles. NHTSA reckons, but some vehicles are covered by more than one campaign, and that is the second highest number of vehicles recalled this year behind Ford Motors.
Much bugger there, then. Wonder if it's the fault of the semiconductor chip shortage or the seemingly constant over-the-air updates. Either way, we're getting out of here before we get an over-the-air update. Till next week, though, don't be a dick. Make it click.
I'm not afraid to depends on my company to lose what is me. I'll follow the path I see. Support my mind is so confined that I don't even know where to begin. But it took me so long to find that I can leave it all behind, 'cause I've got it.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.